I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday, where we take a moment and talk about things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we chat with Susan Morgan, coordinator for education abroad at Northern Michigan University, about the Study Abroad program.
That is a program at Northern that has been around for probably as long as I've been at the university, for 20 years. I started in 1997, and we were just kind of growing as a university offering study abroad and pulled it all into one office and took off from there. So basically what it means is students at Northern can choose to study abroad at a partner university or at a partner program anywhere from 2 weeks to a semester to an academic year and have the credits count at Northern into their degree.
Now, when you say abroad in these partner universities, for example, where? What are we talking about? Some areas and some countries and places to go?
Oh, gosh. Places I have students right now are as diverse as Bangkok and Thailand, South Korea. Sent a student teacher to Shanghai and China last fall. Student teachers in New Zealand. Western Europe, always very popular. Just sent two local girls to an art school in Romania, home of Dracula.
Really?
They just arrived at their new home yesterday for the semester. So all over the place is really the answer. Anywhere that we have programming, anywhere that students feel will suit their needs the best, we try to send them with a close eye on safety and State Department recommendations.
Of course. I'm sure that you're taking those steps.
Yeah.
How does a student get to take part in this? Is this just something that maybe when they reach a certain level as a student, they can request it? Or what's the process?
Well, one of the big changes I've seen at Northern is a lot of students are coming to Northern looking for study abroad rather than us trying to talk them into it. They know about it already. Somebody they know has done it. We've got a generation of parents who probably is the first full generation of parents who also studied abroad. We have a lot of outreach events, tend to be heavily in the fall, but also some in the winter semester. And they just drop by our office, call our office. There's a search engine in their student portal, et cetera.
Okay, why do you feel this is important for a student to have this opportunity?
Oh, that's my favorite question, Walt. I guess mostly from deeply personal values that I hold, having done a couple of study abroads myself as an undergraduate. I think it's important, especially in this day and age, for students to take classroom learning outside and try to apply their critical thinking skills. Outside the classroom, the world is their laboratory, right? And just the value that they gain in terms of an expanded sense of who they are and what they can do. They come back very much more self-confident, very competent, aware of their role in their own life. I think it's very empowering to study abroad.
We're talking with Susan Morgan. She's coordinator for education abroad at Northern Michigan University. We're talking about the Study Abroad program. Now, Susan, we're talking about a program that sends students out there to multiple locations around the world. But the idea really here is, if I'm not mistaken, is to give them an unique opportunity to apply some of the things they're learning, but also learn from being somewhere else, right?
Yeah, that's right. And not only apply what they're learning, but understand that there are different approaches to maybe what they're doing and getting that intercultural communication skill, learning to work on a team with people with a diversity of ideas and a wide breadth of knowledge, get to know people from around the world who really get up, go to the job, do different things just like you.
Well, how does that make a better student? How does that exposure and experience make a student better?
I have seen them come back from a study abroad with much more focus. They've either come back saying, yes, this is the field for me, or they say, oh, I could take this so many different places. So it plays into that expanded sense of competency. They know they can do more. And so they focus hard on their studies because they're eager to go and do more. And there's an awful big emphasis on service learning with this generation of students. They want to go out and make a difference in the world.
And this is an opportunity for them to do that and learn about that world, which I've always said that if you have an opportunity to travel in particular, that you should, because it gives you a chance to experience differences, but I think fundamentally, more importantly, the similarities that you can learn from.
Absolutely. And understand that just because people think or act differently than you, they're also competent people who have something to offer the world. So it really expands that worldview.
Sure.
Opens you up to maybe new ideas that you've held close to you for so long. Somebody's going to challenge that idea and force you to think it through and maybe change your position a little.
Well, that is what study abroad is about through Northern Michigan University. Mm-hmm. Susan, if people want to find out more, maybe they have a student at Northern or they're interested or they're sending their kid in the fall or sure. something. What's the best way to find out more about this program?
Well, we will take part in orientation activities all summer. We work year-round, and there's always somebody at the parent orientation session, so prospective students and their families can learn about us. We have a large study abroad fair in the fall, which is really a one-stop, come and learn what's out there for you in the fall. And we usually follow that up with some peer advising sessions where they can talk to somebody who's already studied abroad
sure, sure.
rather than one of us. For some reason, we're scary, but their peers are not. And really just try to call the office. We're in Hedgecock Building in the Dean of Students office suite. Mm-hmm. They can just stop by or call our main number 227-2510 and ask to get on a schedule with an advisor, and we're happy to meet with them.
That's the comments of Susan Morgan, Coordinator for Education Abroad at Northern Michigan University, talking about the NMU Study Abroad program. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Nidala.